Hello and welcome. In this short lesson, I'll walk you through composing a RAM Trilogy sub-bass line in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit. We'll build a mono sub instrument, add a high-passed grit chain for tape-like harmonics, program a two-bar pattern with octave hops and slides, and process everything so the low end stays clean while the harmonics breathe. Compose a RAM Trilogy sub-bass line in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit. Follow the steps below. Lesson overview goal. Create a playable instrument rack that gives you a deep, mono sub and a separate high-passed grit chain. Use Ableton stock devices, operator, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor, utility, and optional vinyl/redux/amp colors. Keep the sub solid and mono, let saturation color only the harmonics. What you'll build an instrument rack with two chains, clean and grit, a simple two-bar RAM Trilogy-style MIDI subline with octave jumps and portamento slides, a processing chain and a sidechain option to keep the kick and sub working together. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Project Setup 1. Set tempo to about 174 BPM. 2. Create a new MIDI track CMD/Ctrl+Shift+T if needed and name it Sub RAM Trilogy. B. Create the basic sub tone in Operator 1. Drag Operator onto the MIDI track. 2. Initialize to a single clean sign. Set oscillator to sine and its level to full. Turn oscillator's BD down or off. 3. Set the amp envelope for a tight, even sustain. Attack very short. Decay low to medium. Sustain near max. Release short. Around 20 to 60 milliseconds. 4. Set operator to mono voices equals 1 and enable glide portamento. Start with a small glide time, roughly 20 to 80 ms, so overlapping notes slide smoothly. C. Add a little harmonic presence 1. Bring in oscillator B lightly. Set it to a sine or triangle at an octave above ratio 2.00 or third harmonic ratio 3.00. Keep it level low, around -12 to -20 dB relative to the sub. 2. Optionally use very subtle FM from B to A for tiny additional harmonics, but keep the amount low so the sub stays clean. D. Build an instrument rack with two chains 1. Right-click operator and group to create an instrument rack. 2. Duplicate the chain so you have clean and grit. 3. Clean chain. Keep the pure operator sub. Add an EQ8 after operator. Slightly boost around 50-80 Hz by +2 to +4 dB if needed, and apply a gentle low pass or cut above 180-250 Hz to remove unnecessary mids. 4. Grit chain. After operator add an EQ8 and set a high pass around 180-220 Hz. This keeps saturation out of the sub band. Add saturator with moderate drive. Start around +2 to +6 dB, and choose soft clip or analog clip. Optionally add amp, pedal, vinyl, or redux at very subtle settings for texture. Add glue compressor lightly to glue the grit. 5. Balance the two chains. Pull the grit chain down so it sits behind the clean chain. A good starting point is 10-20% grit by ear. E. Ensure mono low end and phase safety 1. After the rack, place a utility and set width to 0% so your low end is summed mono. You can allow a little stereo width on the high-passed grit chain only if desired. 2. Add a final EQ8 if you want a gentle high cut above 250-300 Hz to keep the sub focused. 3. Use spectrum to confirm energy is centered and there are no weird phase issues. F. MIDI pattern. Compose a RAM Trilogy style subline 1. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip with the grid set to 16 THS. 2. Use a simple 2-step rhythm with octave hops and 1 slide. Example in F1. Bar 1. Beat 1. F1 held for a quarter note. On the offbeat around the end of 2. Add a short F1 16th and then overlap an F2 octave up, so the mono plus glide slides into it. Repeat similar eighths on beats 3 and 4, with another octave stab on an offbeat. Bar 2, repeat but change one offbeat to a minor third or fifth, then return to the root to add movement. 3. To trigger portamento slides, overlap the tail of the first note with the next note. Adjust glide time until the slide feels right. Smaller intervals 20-50 ms, octave jumps 50-120 ms at 174 BPM. G. Compression and glue 1. Use a return track with glue compressor for parallel compression. Send a small amount, 5-15%, from the sub and set glue to gentle settings to thicken without squashing. 2. Alternatively, place a light glue compressor after the instrument rack for cohesion. H. Sidechain to kick 1. If you have a kick, add a compressor after the rack and enable sidechain with the kick as input. Use medium to fast attack and a short release so the kick punches through. Aim for a couple of decibels of gain reduction on kick hits. I. final polish and gain staging 1. Keep saturator and output gains conservative. Use utility to manage overall level and avoid clipping. 2. Check with spectrum and meters that most energy sits below about 150 Hz and that peaks are controlled. Common mistakes to avoid: don't saturate the entire signal before removing sub frequencies. Heavy distortion in the subband mud is low end. Keep low frequencies mono, stereo below 150-200 Hz causes phase problems on club systems. Avoid very long releases on the sub, they blur the kick. Don't rely on broad mid boosts to fake presence. Use a high-passed grit chain to create harmonics above the sub. Pro tips: map macros for quick control of grit level, saturator drive, glide time, and sub low freak boost. Automate grit up in drops and down inverses for clarity and energy. For tape movement, use tiny LFO modulation on grit volume or very subtle vinyl warp slash wow. High pass before distortion and keep saturator drive modest. Use glue on a return for parallel compression. Save the rack as a preset so you can reuse and refine it. Mini practice exercise 1. Open a blank Live 12 set and set BPM to 174. 2. Build the instrument rack. Operator, duplicate chain. High pass the grit chain. Add saturator and EQ8. 3. Program a 2-bar MIDI clip following the rhythm guidelines, and create one overlapping note to trigger glide. 4. Test glide at 20, 50 and 80 ms. Balance clean VS grit so harmonics are audible but the sub stays tight. Export a short loop and compare it to a RAM Trilogy reference. Recap: you've built a mono sine sub and operator with a light harmonic oscillator, created a 2-chain instrument rack, so saturation only colors harmonics. Programmed a simple RAM Trilogy style MIDI pattern with octave hops and portamento, and applied saturator, EQ8, glue compressor and utility to get warm tape style grit without muddying the low end. Final reminder: sub first, character second. Make the low end solid and mono before you add grit. Practice the mini exercise a couple of times, tweak glide and grit balance, and you'll have a playable, warm RAM Trilogy style sub for your drum and bass tracks. That's it. Happy producing.